With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Chuck Schumer waves a white flag.
I believe it is my job to make the best choice for the country, to minimize the harms to the American people. Therefore, I will vote to keep the government open and not shut it down.
The Senate Minority Leader's declaration comes ahead of a Senate vote on a Republican stopgap spending bill to keep the government in business through the end of September. Democrats had threatened to block the GOP bill, but that would have brought on a partial government shutdown. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent applauding Republicans for sticking together for the good of the economy and the good of the country.
We have had incredible Republican unity this since January 20th, and the fact that the Democrats are in disarray, they're flailing.
To avoid a partial government shutdown, the Senate's facing a midnight deadline to approve the spending bill, a continuing resolution as it's known in legislative parlance. The Trump administration expected to appeal a federal judge's ruling ordering the rehiring of probationary employees who were laid off from a half dozen agencies. The administration works to trim the size as well as the cost of government. Also at SRNNews.com, a dozen people suffered minor injuries. An American Airlines plane had to make an emergency landing at Denver International Airport yesterday. One of the engines caught fire. More than 2,000 jobs worldwide being cut by Johns Hopkins University follows the loss of $800 million in funding by USAID. Will Russia go along with the U.S. brokered ceasefire for Ukraine?
So far, President Trump has kind of stayed in line with the saying that the ball's in Russia's court, and now we're still waiting to see what happens.
And that's a BBC's Marilyn Thomas reporting. Stocks higher on Wall Street, the Dow up 157 points, and NASDAQ ahead 285. This is SRN News. Transgender people are organizing.
A group calling itself the Trans Army has established a social media presence and is urging people who are living as the opposite sex to prepare for rebellion, in their words. The Trans Army Facebook page is seeking to recruit transgender police and members of the military and is advising them to stockpile weapons, adding, quote, "We won't wait for them to come for us. This time we come for them." Book says the Trans Army has not violated any of its policies. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican lawmaker in Maine is suing the state's Democratic House Speaker over her censure following a social media post critical of transgenderism. State Representative Laurel Libby's post condemned the state's practice of allowing boys to compete against girls in school sports. Libby has filed a federal lawsuit, arguing the censure violates her right to free speech. Because she has been censured, she's been stripped of her right to speak and vote on the House floor. This is SRN News. A harrowing story of survival from the Midwest.
Brianna Castle was trapped in her car from last Thursday night until this Tuesday. Her father tells ABC News that the 41-year-old woman had fallen asleep at the wheel and veered off the road into a ditch in Newton County, Indiana. Castle had been reported missing by family members, but her car wasn't visible from the road. Her father says his daughter was stuck in her car and couldn't get out, so she survived by dipping her hooded sweatshirt into a small creek nearby. That's how she got the water to her mouth. On Tuesday, a man operating drainage equipment saw Castle's car and told his supervisor, who's also a fire chief. They found Castle inside the car, conscious and able to speak. I'm Donna Water.
A Missouri man gets a 13-year prison sentence for shooting and wounding a St. Louis youth football coach. Man upset over his son's playing time. More details, SRNNews.com.